The Jerry Doyle Show.
All right, everybody's losing their collective minds over the fact that Hillary Clinton used a personal email exclusively while she was the Secretary of State. Even though reports indicate that in a diplomatic and consular staff cable of June 2011 that contained Clinton's electronic signature, it made clear to, quote, avoid conduct the official department from your personal email accounts, and employees should not auto-forward department email to personal email accounts, which is prohibited by department policy. Many are calling Hillary Clinton a hypocrite, among other things. Is this a big deal? Is this much ado about nothing? And how does this play itself out? Joining us on the program to talk about it, Anita Finley, author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. Her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, 4 months in the number one position on America's Women in Politics list. The shocking expose of the travels of Hillary Clinton's presidential run in 2008 and the biased media influence over our electoral process. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. So great to be back with you.
Always a pleasure. And when I saw this really starting to percolate, I said, I got to get Anita's 2 cents and $2 worth of input on what this is all about. What's your, again, a thumbnail. What do you make of all of this, that the server was at her house in Chappaqua, New York, and that Lanny Davis is saying, well, she sent it to department people and they kept it, and it's not a conspiracy, it's not a cover-up, and it's not, you know, Fox News is accusing Hillary Clinton of some kind of criminal activity, which is obviously the way that Fox News is going to go. So what's your take on it all?
Well, you know, just briefly, I think there's two things to unpack here. One, is there any there? I say no, this is a cup of weak tea, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But the second and more important part of this is, why are they doing it? Why is the mainstream press so breathlessly covering it? Of course Republicans are, because they know that the candidate assortment they have is rather weak. And so what they want to do is take Hillary out at the knees before she even gets into the race. They're trying to ugly the race up, or the look of it, so much so that they're trying to intimidate her from running. First of all, they're barking up the wrong lady with that, because she ain't afraid of them. She ain't afraid of nobody. So that's not going to work. The mainstream press, as I wrote in Dirty Words on Clean Skin, as I continue to maintain, and this includes much of the liberal media, you know, the Clintons were a little too successful, a little too centrist for them, and maybe not high class enough in terms of being of the manner born. They were, you know, decidedly middle class, even poor. So it kind of is a not our kind, dear, and the Sally Quinns of Washington Post and so on never accepted them. So, you know, she has always had an adversarial relationship with the media through, I don't think, a fault of her own. But, you know, when you talk about these emails, this is so ridiculous to me, because even in that 2011 report you referenced, I think that's important to clarify, in that if she's the boss and she's sending something to somebody else in the department and they all must use a .gov, even if she doesn't, here's what happens. Every part of that email chain is preserved on a government server, because as long as one of the parties has a .gov email when she's conducting or correspondence with them, everything has been preserved and recorded. In addition to that, she has already sent, as soon as they requested it, you know, how many months ago, that they needed certain correspondence, she sent 55,000 pages of stuff and said, you know, I'll send you whatever you want, but she's the only secretary to have done so. Colin Powell had personal email, too. I don't notice anybody dragging him out on the carpet about any of this. So, you know, I suspect this is really about uglying up the race more than anything, that anybody really thinks there's some sort of conspiracy on her part. Even Rush Limbaugh acknowledges she's a patriot. So, you know, I'm not buying into any of that.
Well, what did Jeb Bush have? Something like 3 million emails that he had as governor of Florida that he released?
250,000 of them.
Right. You had Condoleezza Rice use personal email when she was Secretary of State. Colin Powell had personal email when he was Secretary of State. But they both had, you know, .gov email addresses that they used. I think one of the concerns, Anita, that people have is that this is going to be a big delete on the server, which is at the home in Chappaqua. My contention on this, and I tried to make this point to Republicans in particular, is that there's nothing there. because Hillary Clinton is too smart to do something that stupid, knowing what her political aspirations are and how the path has been, you know, laid out for her with regard to the Democrat nomination in 2016. I can't imagine she would be that dumb or that flippant to do something that would potentially jeopardize what it is that a lot of people think is her inevitability.
You know what? She's not inevitable, but other than that, I will say I couldn't agree with you more. That's why I love talking to you, because you're so damn sensible and reasonable. And I just, you know, whether however you feel about Hillary otherwise, that's the smartest take on it that I've heard. That's absolutely true. And I think there was a gentleman, Clay Johnson, who wrote a wonderful series of articles about this week. This gentleman used to work for Howard Dean, by the way, who is, you know, for the far lefty end of the party. So clearly, this is not someone who is a natural ally to Hillary Clinton, who I suspect people think of as far more moderate. But even he was saying, you know what, if you're talking about security, the worry here is that her email was not secure. His contention is, having worked for the government himself, that her email was probably a lot more secure than what she had to deal with. And, you know, in government, he felt like he was dealing with, you know, so many antiquated servers and so much antiquated information that she was probably just trying to do this to do her job, plus the fact that she started using this email upon her confirmation as Secretary of State. Are you really trying to tell me that nobody on any select committee, you know, in the Senate, that nobody in the White House, that nobody has received an email from her in 4 years that now we're talking about this? They didn't see what her email address was? That the president's office is going to take issue with it? This is really a big fat nothing burger, quite frankly. But you know, here's the danger, though, Jerry. There's two parts to that too. For the Republican side, if they want to make this nothing about attacks, this could, as has happened to them in the past when they attacked the Clintons, this could backfire on them, because it's going to start to look, after a while, you know, now it's too early because nobody's campaigning yet. But once the campaigns happen, don't you suspect that it's going to be a problem for them if all they're doing all day long is attacking her about emails and all this stuff? It's like, wait a second, are you guys campaigning for anything? Is there any policy that you are recommending? What will you do when you are in office? People don't necessarily vote against something. They vote for something. They vote for someone. And if you can't make a better case than Governor Scott Walker saying, well, I prevailed over a bunch of union members, I can prevail over ISIS. You know, he had to eat those words big time. Or Ben Carson coming out and saying, well, you went into prison straight and came out gay, so clearly homosexuality is a choice. He had to make a big apology about that, too. So, you know, it's easy for all of these guys to cast a glancing blow from the sidelines, but they are going to find out the hard way, they already are, that when you are in the middle of the national spotlight and all that press scrutiny is focused on you, then you have to be playing in a much bigger ball game. But you know, also the how the press treats her, that is actually a lot more dangerous than anything Republicans are doing, because you will notice that it's the press that has been in a feeding frenzy, because they're dying. They don't want to have a boring primary. They don't want her to just cruise to the nomination. They want to have, a cat fight, a dog fight, whatever kind of fight you can name, because that's going to keep people clicking and hating and selling more copy. So they're the ones drumming this up. If you'll notice, Republicans like Walker, like Bush, they're not making a lot of noise on this, because they know, just as you said, Jerry, they have email problems of their own.
And also, I think they're smart enough to read the political tea leaves, and I don't know that Fox News or Rents Priebus or a lot of the people in the Republican Party that seem to bite on unbaited hooks understand a large part of what Hillary's path going forward is. I looked at her travel schedule over the next 3 months, and of the 12 events that I could identify, only one was a paid speech that would consider to be vanilla, but 11 of them are all geared towards women's groups and women's issues. issues. And Hillary Clinton is going to do a massive outreach to women. And she's talking about the glass ceiling. She's talking about inequality of pay. She's talking about inequality of opportunity. And if the Republicans, when there's no there there, and I said this on the show yesterday, I said, you guys are going to spend a lot of time going through emails and you're not going to find anything. But what you're going to find is that it backfires on you, because this is going to then be perceived to be an attack on a woman. And that's where the Republicans are going to hurt themselves yet once again.
Yeah, no, I can't argue with you. This is very sensible, and I am so shocked. You know, but as I said, it's not Republicans who have ever really been Hillary's problem. Here's the irony in all of this, Jerry. Since I've done so much research on Hillary Clinton over the years, if you look at people like Lindsey Graham and Newt Gingrich and John McCain and people, you know, and Bob Gates, former Secretary of Defense, they can snipe at her and say whatever they want, but secretly they love her. They love working with her. Bob Gates was practically sending her Valentine's. I mean, he so enjoyed working with her and thinks that she's such a capable professional. She has a record of being able to reach across the aisle and work effectively with Republicans and get something done. I mean, she managed to pass S-CHIP with none other than Newt Gingrich, who functioned as her husband's kryptonite, for crying out loud.
No.
So it's not really Republicans. You know, the haters, the people who don't like, they're going to say what they say. That is a given. But the bigger problem for Hillary has never been Republicans, no matter what their hate messaging may be from those who want to take her down. We know that's coming. That's to be expected. It's the press. It's the liberal press who seem to have some ideological purity litmus test that they did with Barack Obama, and now they may be doing with Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. But, you know, I would make the case that bluster is one thing. I like Elizabeth Warren, but she can bluster at the banks all she wants. She is still only a two-year senator, much as Obama was. And there is a very big difference between somebody who can point to a 40-year record of working to help adoption and foster care and to stop human trafficking and to better education and give benefits to first responders and for military families, and all the work that Hillary has done, and all the work for women here and around the world. She has a real record. She's not just pandering. She has something she can, you know, stand on in terms of a real platform and genuine achievement in those regards, whereas these other people don't. But that doesn't stop the press from trying to start what you call a catfight here.
Why is it that she has had a lot of accomplishments, and she's wicked smart, in a lot of ways, and she's very politically savvy, but why do so many people just have such a negative response to her? The B word is thrown around quite often, that just Hillary Clinton is just you know what?
Yeah. But you know what? You know who says that, don't you? The press that says that. There's a brilliant article. In fact, I'll do a wraparound on this piece afterwards, and I'll link up to it at Epic Times so people can take a look. There was a gentleman who used to be her communications director in 2008 named Peter Dow, and he wrote a fabulous article about why he suspects the press is doing all this, you know, pearl clutching and trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, and why they are so jealous of her. I had a very interesting conversation with a woman at a party who thought she's, same thing you said, she's brilliant, but why is she universally reviled? I said, wait a second. She was voted America's most admired woman for the 19th record year. In 2008, she got more votes than anyone in primary history, and she was recently voted, this is a poll you quoted, Jerry, more trusted than anyone in Washington. So it's not that the majority of the rank and file hate her. They love her. The people who have problem are those who are jealous of her in the press, or for whatever reason want to take her down a peg, put her in her place. There's a number of reasons. But I'll link up to his piece, because he really shares some great reasoning. And it's almost like the Maureen Dowds of this world from the New York Times. You know, did she not get invited to the birthday party? I mean, if you read her columns on Hillary, there's nothing that's bad about Hillary, but she treats her like she has a personal vendetta against her. She did nothing to her to deserve it.
And there's also a thing about, you know, the royalty aspect of the Bushes and the Clintons and the Bush. And is it really moving forward if it's Bush Clinton 2016? And I think a lot of people are getting a little burnt out that we've seen just a little bit too much of, you know, the legacy candidates running on the family name.
But don't you think that that's unfair, given that, first of all, I've said this, you know, Hillary's not a Clinton. She's a Rodham. She has her own identity. She is not the appendage of her husband just because she married him. And plus the fact that she's a woman, this is the first female president after 44 males. If you don't think that would be a sea change. Now, look at when we had that ridiculous government shutdown. You know who brought it to an end? Women senators who reached across the aisle and they were able to work together and broker a deal. Women get higher marks as legislators across the board because they're willing to sit down and negotiate and get something done. What's to be afraid of? I mean, look, I can't tell anybody vote for her, don't vote for her. That's your business. But at least wait until the person gets out on the campaign trail and see what their platform is. See right. what the person has to say, and if it makes some sense to you, vote based on your conscience. Don't worry about what some pundit is saying. Those are the original one percenters. They just want controversy. They're going to do right. great no matter who's in the White House.
But you're talking about forward thinking, and unfortunately the press is going to go backwards thinking. They're going to go back, and you know that they're going to bring up Vince Foster, and you know they're going to bring up Travelgate, and you know they're going to bring up Monica Lewinsky, and if it's Jeb Bush, they're going to bring up George Bush, and they're going to bring up George Herbert Walker Bush, and they're going to bring up Iraq, and they're going to bring up Afghanistan. And all of the past is going to be regurgitated in the present when we have problems that needed to be dealt with a long time ago, certainly now. And I'm not so sure that the issues that we face as a nation will be addressed if the candidates are still, you know, involved in litigating or debating or putting to rest, you know, the supposed atrocities of the past. And I think that that's where the past does not help us in the present and the path to the future, where we really need qualified people, whether they happen to be male, female, black, white, whatever the case may be, to be put in a position to get the job done. I wish
I
we had more time.
With you. Hillary is, I just say one thing, Hillary is qualified. The fact is that we, as the people on the ground, are going to have to fight back and say we're not going to let the media dictate what the race is about. That's going to yep. happen no matter who's running.
Yeah, one thing we're going to have to talk about a little bit further, Anita, is the Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton Foundation and a lot of the foreign government contributions that people say coincide with her time as Secretary of State. I think that there's some exposure there. There's a little splaining to do, as they used to say on I Love Lucy. I got to get out. Anita Finley, thanks for joining us on the program. As always, have a great weekend. Check out her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, and all of her contributions at epictimes.com. Thanks, Anita.
Always a pleasure, Jerry. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Look forward to your next piece. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.